Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end.
Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Inside the field house where the Giants practice, they also set up a stage with about 250 chairs for dignitaries and media members, and that's where John Harbaugh will be introduced. So right now, just to set the stage for you a little bit, there are a few hundred people here, including some current New York Giants.
Jameis Winston, Brian Burns, John Michael Schmitz, John Runyon as well. Tyrone Tracy is here that I've noticed so far, and it has gotten awkwardly quiet here as we start this.
Because we're waiting to start.
Yes.
So yes, there's a lot of current New York Giants here. Obviously, the media throngs and the dignitaries, part of ownership, are all kind of taking their seats or mulling around, and then before you know it, they will introduce John Harbaugh as the next head coach of the New York Football Giants. Before it starts, I have a game we can play.
Okay.
Because I want to play it as I listen. The first thing, this is a prediction game, the first thing John Harbaugh mentions for why he took the job, does he go fans? Does he go ownership? Does he go quarterback and or roster?
Oh,
Do you want to go first?
It's just overall this organization.
So he goes organization. So the first thing he says is this organization is why I picked this
football
job.
Guy. It's a historic organization.
That's a good guy. I think it's going to be the fans. Like, I think he's going to put over you, which is just, I mean, he doesn't even know you, so I don't think he should put you over.
I'll run through a wall at that point.
But I think he's going to go fans first, and then organization, and being from a football family, and understanding the history of the New York Football Giants. I think that's going to be second or third, but I think the number one thing he hits on, in terms of why he took the job, I think he's going fans.
Fans. Well, listen, he'll win over a room big time.
Number two, and this is for you as a Giant fan, as someone who hosts multiple Giants podcasts, it's obviously a happy day. It's an exciting day.
Correct.
The number one question you want John Harbaugh answered for John Harbaugh, whether it's from his press conference or it's with us, if we're fortunate enough to talk to him, which we better, what would be your question or the question you would like to have answered from John Harbaugh?
John, these fans have been patient for a long time. What's the clock like? How long can we get back to competitive football here? Now cleaned up a little bit, but, you know, is this a playoff team next year?
Come on, the answer is yes.
I understand.
He's going to tell you that.
But I want to hear it into a microphone.
And that's going to be like the
rousing moment. And then, obviously, the little stuff, staff-wise.
Yeah.
Who are we keeping? Defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator. What does this look like? Your thoughts on Jackson Dart? You know, go from there.
Yeah, the staff is going to be like the next geeky football question we all want to kind of have figured out, which is where does he go for defensive coordinator? Where does he go for offensive coordinator? There's obviously been a ton of rumors about just keeping Todd Monken.
John Harbaugh and Joe Shane have entered the field house.
Oh, look at this. I should turn around so I can see all of this.
They have walked in hand in hand.
Wait, I don't see them. Where are they?
They are walking in right there.
Oh, John looks good, man.
John looks full good. Suit. Navy blue suit. I think that's a red and blue tie.
Yes, Joe Shane is a few feet behind him, walking over.
Pat Hanlon leading the walk up to the podium.
Yes, right now John is walking in. He is not getting a standing ovation. I thought he would, but then I remembered it's not fans in here.
Yes.
It's media and dignitaries.
And he is shaking hands with every player that is here right now. They've all gathered, and John Harbaugh is shaking hands one by one with them.
And Joe Shane is awkwardly looking at everything happening.
And we're getting a quick picture now with John Harbaugh and all the players gathered to the back of the room behind the chairs.
Jameis Winston is running into the picture.
Yep, Jameis Winston, who's wearing shorts on a 9-degree day. That should tell you a little something.
That's the toughness of Jameis Winston.
That is the toughness.
Yeah, so you're right. So John is kind of talking to the players briefly, taking some pictures.
A round of applause from the players.
Yes, so I thought it'd be, you know, a round of applause. He is getting it from the current Giant players. I do not see Jackson Dart, by the way.
I do not. But Brian Burns started the applause, man. That's a leader.
All right. Now John is approaching the – let me stand up and see if I can see this. Hold on.
He is walking up to the dais to a round of applause. If phones are out everywhere.
If I fall, you're welcome, YouTube audience, because that will live forever. Right now, I don't see – oh, John is standing to the side. And right now, no one is up at the dais to do the big introduction, but John is standing to the left of the dais. He's got a big smile.
The players,
you talk about a happy guy right now.
The players have let Tyrone Tracy step in front of them because he is beyond the shortest here. I've noticed that.
So they want him to be able to see. It's very nice of them to let Tyrone Tracy be able to see. Right now, I see Joe Shane, I think, walking up to the podium. Is that Joe?
That is Joe.
All right, Joe's taking the podium. Let's take a listen.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is obviously an exciting time for the New York Giants as we're set to introduce our next head football coach. Before I get started, I'd like to thank ownership, John Mara and the entire Mara family, Steve Tisch and the Tisch family, Julia Koch and her family, along with the entire football operation, for your commitment and your collaboration throughout this process. When we set out, we were looking for a proven winner and an elite leader. We're fortunate we were able to find both. John Harbaugh's amassed 193 career victories, 13 playoff wins, and a Super Bowl championship. John has built a foundation of culture, player development, and toughness throughout each of his programs that he's been a part of. He's a proven winner. And when we set out to do this, we knew that John was going to be the perfect person for the New York Giants. When we did our research, what continually came up was John's respect that the players had for him and the ability to develop young men. And with that being said, I would like to introduce to you the next head football coach of the New York Giants, John Harbaugh.
Wow, thanks, Joe. Appreciate that very much. And what an honor. What an exciting moment. Walking here, and they say New York's a different kind of place, and I would say it's probably true, man. This is pretty amazing right here. This is incredible. And to see those players back there, see those guys smiling and ready to go to work, that gets me fired up, too. So to everybody, just thank you very much. Thanks for being here. It's a profound honor to be entrusted with the responsibility of coaching the New York football Giants. And my dad taught me that they were the New York football Giants. They were just the Giants of the New York. They were the New York football Giants, right, Dad? All the way back. One of the most iconic franchises in all of sports. I wanted this job.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
I think I told you that, Mr. Mayor. I wanted this job. I wanted this job. And to be on the biggest stage in the biggest sport. I know the challenges. I understand the expectations. I know the fans are hungry for a winner. We're here with one mission: to become, to earn the right to be called the world champions in New York. And that's what we plan to do. If I can introduce my wife, Ingrid. I told you, now you're not coming up on the stage. No, just, could you just say hi, my wife, Ingrid. Our daughter, Allison, she couldn't be here. She's at law school trying to survive right now, so she couldn't make it. She had class today. And my mom and dad, Jack and Jackie, are here. Thanks for being here, mom and dad. Mom and dad taught us to attack this day with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind, right? We learned that. And that's what we're going to do every single day. Jim and Joni, hey out there. Jim, we're not in the AFC, Jim. You can breathe easy. But thank you to the Mara and the Tisch families who I had a chance to meet today. It's been incredible to get to know everybody better. Always had tremendous respect for these two families, starting with John Mara at the owners' meetings and all the competition committee meetings. We'd have all these conversations, and it goes way back. I thank them for their confidence and their partnership in this quest to build up our football team. Everyone involved, starting with John, Steve, Julia Koch, who I had a chance to meet today and talk to a little bit more, Chris Mara, was a big part of this, Joe Shane, so many conversations, Joe, thanks. Just great getting to know you and the great football man that you are. Everybody in the organization has just been great. To the Ravens, I'd like to extend a profound thank you to Steve and Ozzy for the opportunity, for the guidance that they provided every single day, to all the players and coaches who have been unrelenting brothers all along the way through the years. We did great things. Thanks, guys. But now as we begin a new chapter in New York, our focus is simple. It starts with building a team that is physical and tough, that's capable of overwhelming their opponent from beginning to end, and especially at the end, that understands how to finish, that is smart and disciplined, that plays the game the way it should be played, and that everybody watching it, including those playing it, be proud of. We're going to work together. We've got great and talented people to accomplish a shared mission. It'll be a relentless commitment to this organization, to the city, and the fans to do things the right way every single day. Nothing will be taken for granted. It will always be all about the team. The team, the team, the team. Thanks, Dad, for that. It'll always be about that. Now it's time to go to work. So with that, what questions do you have? Who's in charge of the questions here? Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha. Congratulations, Coach. Thanks. I'm Andrew Rosario, New York Beacon News. Two questions. After 18 years of being a head coach, did you consider taking time off before getting back into the fire? And as you look at this roster, can you tell the fans that they're ready to go to the next level and get to the playoffs?
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. As far as taking some time off, I figured I didn't have enough time to take time off. There's no time for that. So just couldn't wait to get back to work. That was never a question, really. Ingrid and I talked about it. Ingrid's ready to go, too. So we're fired up, and it had to be the right opportunity. This was kind of the obvious one from the beginning. This was the one, like I said, I wanted. And I wanted it because of that very thing you just talked about. We have an opportunity to go win, you know. And I like these players, man. I had a chance to watch tape. I like the way they play. I like their style. I like how physical and how tough they are. And I know they want to be successful and they want to go to work. So absolutely we can do that, and that's our plan to do that. The plan is to win every game. I mean, one game at a time. You go into every game planning to win that game. That's our expectation. That's what we will be expecting to do that. But we've got to earn the right to expect that by how we go to work and prepare and what kind of a team that we make ourselves into.
Hey, John. Connor Hughes, SNY. How much of a role did Jackson Dart play in your desirability for this job, and what do you believe he's capable of long term?
Right. Well, it's a great question because, you know, the quarterback's kind of important. You know, that's kind of a big deal. And I'm excited about Jackson Dart, you know. And I've seen your backup quarterback, too, Jameis, up close and personal 2 years ago. So I saw him complete a bunch of passes. Yeah, I know. There you go. I saw you. I had, remember that game, right? It was a great game. For you. And so it starts with the quarterback for sure. I mean, the quarterback, you, the quarterback has got to you build your team around your quarterback. I mean, that's you build your team around your players and what they do well. And I like the way he plays. I mean, I like his talent, skill set, all the things he's accomplished. But more than that, I like who he is and what he's about. And to me, he's about football. I mean, this young guy loves football. He wants to talk football all the time. And, you know, and that's kind of what I like doing, too. So I think we're going to have a lot of great conversations. And I can't wait to get started with him.
John, Mike Garofalo, NFL Network. Through the process, you had a chance to spend a lot of time and talk to Joe Shane a lot, the guy who just introduced you here. What was it about your interactions with him that led you to believe there's going to be great collaboration and cooperation here?
No question, Mike. Probably the conversations themselves is what led me to believe there would be great collaboration. I mean, you know, obviously, you get to know Joe, and we start talking ball, and you see he's a football man. You know, this is a guy that this guy lives and breathes football. You know, his knowledge is deep. He knows the league. He knows the coaches in the league. He knows the players in the league. Probably knows all the scouts in the league, too, I'll bet, you know. He was impressive to me, and it was just really a joy to talk football and really dig into some of the plans that we might have going forward, see what we can build here. So I was impressed, very impressed.
Hello. Jackson Thompson, Fox News. Welcome.
Hey, Jackson.
Several days before you were hired, President Trump put out a post advocating for you to become the next head coach of the Giants. How does it feel knowing the President of the United States has endorsed you for the job you're about to undertake?
It feels really great, and I'll tell you, I also noticed on that post that he said, and John, take the job. So I thought that John Mara might have something to do with that. I don't know, but it's cool, and it's sports. You know, it's sports. And everybody's excited. Everybody follows it. At every level, people follow football. They follow the Giants. They follow the National Football League. Like we said, it's the biggest sport, you know. And this is the most iconic franchise in the biggest sport. So here we are.
John Ryan Dunleavy from the New York Post. What are you looking for in your coordinators and your position coaches? And when will those interviews start, including anybody who is, you know, retained on staff?
Right. Well, we'll start tomorrow with the interviews. Obviously, great coaches, I believe, on this staff that we're looking forward to talking to. Talking to people all across the league, talking to people in Baltimore, obviously, too. We're going to try to build the very best. We will build the very best coaching staff that we can. I'll tell you, it'll be a great coaching staff. But my dad always said it starts with teachers. You know, coaches are teachers first. The ability to teach, the ability to take a vision that's well-organized, a structure that's put together in a really good way that the players can play fast, play around their skill set. You got to create something like that and then present it to the guys and train it in a way that the guys can get out there and play with a lot of confidence. You know, just cut it loose and play fast. And that's what we're going to try to do and try to bring a bunch of coaches in there that are capable of building that. We're going to do that.
Bruce Beck, NBC4 New York. John, how do you build a winning culture? And how long will it take for this team to win?
You know, that's the second part's impossible to say, but I'm planning on day one. So that's what we'll be shooting for. That's what we'll be working for and fully expect it to happen. You build anything together. You build it from the inside out. It's going to be a reflection. You know, culture is kind of a crazy word. You know, what does it really mean? You know, it's a worldview. It's a shared understanding. It's a vision. It's everybody being on the same page. It's talking the same language, all these kind of things, same values, same type of values, same type of beliefs, right? Okay, that's like a social studies class maybe we're talking here. So what is it in football? It's a bunch of guys that see the game the same way. It's a bunch of guys that want to play the game together the same way. It's a relentless brotherhood, having each other's back, being unwilling to give up because that guy next to you is unwilling to give up. You know, all these things that these guys believe in. We'll decide what the culture looks like together every single day by what we do together, all right? And that's how you build it, together.
Okay, Tom.
Hey, John. Tom Rock from Newsday. How are you? One of your early mentors was Andy Reid, who has gone on to have a pretty successful second act in his career.
Pretty fair.
I'm sure you've spoken to him. What were some of the tips and maybe advice he gave to you about changing from one organization to another and finding that success?
Andy's a man of few words, and his four words to me were, change can be good. That's what he said. Change can be good, and he was excited. He's fired up for us. He's a good friend. And we'll try to do. You know what? How about we do this? How about we deal that right now? We'll sign up for that deal right now. what he did in Kansas City? Let's do that. Yeah.
Hey, John. Paul Schwartz with the New York Post.
Hey, Paul.
You mentioned coming in here that New York feels different and is different. You want everything in Baltimore, obviously. You want a Super Bowl. What is your sense of New York and what it's going to be like for you and possibly winning here in New York?
Well, I mean, the skyline's a lot different. You know, I noticed that right away. You know, no two places are ever the same. You know, no two people are the same. You know, obviously, you meet people in places and circumstances where you find. That's what we're going to do. You know, we're gonna take every one of those things we meet head on, and do the best we can with it every single day. And you know, you say you do the best you can with it every single day. Well, that means a lot when you really think about what that means. I mean, are we really doing our best? Are we really putting everything we have into it for this day? Are we really attacking the day with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind, another level? Is that possible? Is that something that we can accomplish? Can we have the best meeting and the best practice in the history of the National Football League? Can we? We can if we decide to, right, guys? We can if we decide to. You know, and when you do that day by day, you build something, you take it onto the field, and you let the chips fly, and you go play some ball.
Hey, John. Art Stapleton from the Bergen Record and NorthJersey.com. Just curious, you obviously 18 years ago, you had a vision, and 18 years later, I'm sure you have that same vision, but I'm curious, from what you learned, do you come here knowing that the path can be different, and how much of that vision has changed through the years of what you want to do and how you build a champion?
Well, one of the things is this, that there are principles, right? And the principles of the vision you're talking about, that's that word, are written in stone. They're football principles, they're self-evident truths. They aren't going to ever change. Those are things that you carry with you through 18 years or 42 years or whatever it is. You carry those principles with you. You learn what they are, and they're non-compromised. They can't be. They have to happen. The methods, you know, those things are like drawn in the dirt. You know, you're drawing up a play. Come on, guys. Here's what we're going to do, and you draw it in the dirt. You got to keep those things moving. Play calls, defensive schemes, blitz patterns, how you lift weights, how you train, whatever, how you practice. Practices have changed a lot, haven't they, over the years? They've changed a ton. So all those things are all going to change as we go. So those things, 18 years and 40-some years, they've all evolved and changed and grown, and they'll continue to change every single day. So understand those two things, principles and methods, and try to merge them the best you can to try to win the next game. Keep it simple. Try to win the next game, and that's what we'll try to do.
Hey, John. Pat Leonard from the New York Daily News. What qualities do you prioritize in the players that you acquire and that will play for you for the New York Giants?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of qualities that go into it. I mean, Joe's got lists and lists of qualities for all the different positions and all that you'd be looking for. But to me, the number one thing is we have to have guys that love football. I mean, you just have to. It's football. That's what are we here for? You know, what do we do? What is this building for? It's for football. You know, this is a football team. And we need guys that love everything about football. They love the games. They love the practices. They love the weightlifting. They love the meetings. They love the dining hall, you know. They love every part of football, man. And if you love football, guys, if you love football, you're going to want to be here. You're going to want to drive in that parking lot every single day. You're going to want to walk in that through those doors. You want to walk up in those halls. You're going to want to get in front of that tape and watch tape every single day, because you're going to be around a bunch of guys that love what you love. They love football, because that's what we're going to be doing, football, all the time, every day. And if there's guys, you know, around that don't love football, Joe, we're probably going to let those guys go play somewhere else, you know? Because if you don't love football, you're not going to love it here. Because we'll be doing football. That's the plan.
You're listening to the John Harbaugh introductory press conference on the home of the
John,
Giants.
Congratulations, Ian O'Connor with The Athletic. Just trying to sustain winning over the long term is probably the hardest thing to do in a league built on parity. But is there a common thread that ran through your 18 years in Baltimore, whether it was physicality or something else, that you think you could apply here that's sort of mandatory to have the same kind of success?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll see. It's, to me, it goes back to every single day. I mean, you just never know what the next day is going to bring. And you got to understand that that it's really not about what you face. You know, sometimes the triumphs are much more dangerous than the trials. Sometimes the good times are the things that you got to be more wary of than the tough times. So we've got to do a great job of handling all the circumstances in the best possible way to keep it simple and keep in mind what's important. It's even as much as I'm sure the guys love all the media. They love all you guys being around probably every single day, right? You know, it's really great. But, you know, but we got to keep it about football. So we want to do our jobs and be respectful of all the opportunities that come with that. But really what it boils down to is let's attack this day with an enthusiasm. And let's get ready for the next challenge that's in front of us, whether it's OTA practice or, you know, we got squat day tomorrow, you know. Got to be great. Got to have a great squat day. You know, whatever it might be, we got to be ready to roll. So I think that's probably the thread that runs through those 18 years, just kind of taking that mindset every day and everybody believing in it. And then being, you know, it's how you play. And when that tape comes on, that tape is going to last forever. And you're going to want to be proud of what you see. So you got to make a decision and a choice beforehand. How am I going to play? What's that tape going to look like? It's not about whether you make the play. Well, it is whether you win or lose, ultimately, whether you make the play or don't make the play. We know that because it's a player's game. But what you can decide on is how you're going to play. How hard am I going to play? How physical am I going to play? How much am I going to be locked into my assignment, okay, to try to do things the right way, my footwork, my technique, try to win my battle? Am I willing to finish the play? Am I going to run all the way to the ball, all right, and then arrive there in a real bad attitude and make a statement when I get there? Am I willing to do that every single play? I don't have to decide. Oh, maybe he'll make the tackle. I don't have to run over there. No, no. You put your foot in the ground, you start running, right? That's what great defenses do. So that's it. I mean, that's, to me, those two things. If you do that, then you have a chance, all right? Then you have a chance, and you go let the chips fly.
Steve Wino, Associated Press. John, you mentioned good conversations with Joe during this process. What's it like to sort of get to know and work with a new person after 18 years somewhere else? And what do you expect that sort of relationship to be on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, I expect it to be phenomenally great. I think it's going to be incredible. I really do. I mean, I already know because we've had a chance to start talking to each other. But you work with new people all the time. But, you know, Joe's been around the National Football League for years and years. He's got a tremendous amount of experience. I'm going to be leaning on him, and he's going to be leaning on me. We're going to be leaning on everybody around us, right? And it's not just us. I mean, it's a whole organization. We're going up the chain. We've got incredible, incredible experience all the way up to the very top here, all right, in different areas. And John Mara, nobody knows more about this league, right? So we'll be working, whatever it might be. It's X's nose, it's strategic planning, it's the draft, it's free agency, it's contracts. People all through the building that are just incredibly talented people. So the idea is let's work together, all right? Let's work together every single day and let's build something great.
Hey, John. Jordan Ronan from ESPN. I'm curious, when you did a lot of research and background on the roster before you got here, like the last few weeks, what did you see when you looked at the roster?
I see a lot of really good players when I look at the roster. Really, well, not the roster so much as the tape. That's where you look. You look at the tape. You know, that's what shows you, right, guys? It shows you. It's on the tape. So I look at the tape, and I see a lot of good football players, and not just me, my dad, all right? So he calls me up about 3 days into this process, and he goes, "You watch the Giants?" I'm like, "Yeah, I watch them. He goes, "You see the way they come off the ball on offense? You see that offensive line? You see that offense? See those guys? You see that quarterback? You know, you see that defense? See that front? You see those guys flying around back there?" I'm like, "Yeah, I saw it. So when my dad told me, I knew it was true. We have a chance.
Yeah. Hey, John, Dan Duggan from The Athletic. A big change with your arrival is having the head coach report directly to ownership. Just curious, why was that something that was important to you?
Well, you know, to me, it's really not that important in the big picture and big scheme of things. I think it's kind of overblown just a little bit in terms of how it works. But the main thing is that it works, you know, and that we work together. That's what matters. So that's kind of what I was used to. And it felt like a good way to kind of start off. And I think Mr. Mara was happy about that. It seemed like it made sense. And I'm just happy. But I don't think it really matters. I think we're all going to work together. And I promise you, We all report to the boss, right? And the boss is ownership, and John Mara is running football operations here, and he's running it, and I'm glad he is. And that's also all the families and everybody involved. That's where it starts, and we respect that, right, Joe? And we want our bosses to be happy. We want them to be smiling and happy. We want them to know we're trying to do things the right way every single day, and that's what matters. All the other stuff is just definitions.
Coach, good afternoon. Simone Eli, Pix 11 here in New York. Obviously, the real boss is your wife, Ingrid.
That's a great point.
Often says, you know, great coaches, there's always a great coach's wife. Just wondering, you know, what it's been like behind the scenes for you guys becoming ingrained somewhere for so long. And, you know, it's got to be difficult to make those changes and just to have her support. What does it mean to you behind the scenes?
That's a great question. It means everything. I mean, I have the most amazing wife and the most incredible daughter. And it's just the three of us, you know. The three P's in a pod. That's what we call ourselves. And it's just incredible. We've been together for a long, long time. And, you know, this profession is crazy. I mean, it's you live a lifetime in a season in the National Football League. It's the things that you go through, the ups and the downs and the emotional roller coaster and the conversations and the challenges. These players can tell you. Everybody that works here can tell you that. It's that. Then and it's not just you. It's your family. You know, your wife is with you every step of the way and more, because she'll tell me, you're not out there. You're not out there hearing it every single day. You get to go to your office and you don't have to listen to anything, you know, right? You've said that to me. She's out there. She's fighting. You know, she's out there fending them off. And so I appreciate that. I got a fighter for a wife, and you better, you know. So, no, it's been what it is. And it's been great because it just, you know, because of who we are together. So very, very, very proud of that. Very happy with that.
Sorry, John. Joe Misery, Pix 11. Congratulations again here. The NFL's a league where we see teams go worst to first all the time. Plenty of evidence this year. Is there a similar characteristic you see among those teams that are that manage to have those big turnarounds from one year to the next? And do you see what do you see here that indicates that?
Well, that's a great question, and it's probably something that maybe I should take a look at. We'll do some kind of study. We got all these analytics guys, so we'll have them do a study on that, you know. But to me, I see the teams that play really good. That's what I see. And the teams that play really good have a lot of common denominators. And we've been talking about those things throughout the course of this press conference. So that's what we're going to be chasing. It's going to be about how we play. It's going to be about us every single day, just becoming as good as we can be. You know, if we're going to be in coverage, we need to be square. Our eyes need to be where it's supposed to be. You know, we need to be doing things the right way. So whatever it is, let's do it the right way and see how good we can get.
Beautiful. Anything else? Coach, we're all set.
All right, great. Thank you very much. It's an honor. Thanks a lot.
There he is, the new head coach of the New York Football Giants, John Harbaugh, here live from the Quest Diagnostic Training Center. We'll take a very quick break. We'll come back. We'll analyze what we heard. We will talk to the coach in a few minutes as well, and we'll find out if Sean Morash cried. A lot of questions about that. We'll have the answer coming up shortly. It's Evan and Tiki live from the Quest Diagnostic Training Center on this festive day.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?